Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph. Hamaitzi Kupas Harichlen, Afal Pi Sheyesh Bo Minin Harbei, Hinechayiv Elo Chatos Achos. Even though there are many minim in the kupe, he took it out b'shoigek, so he's chayiv one chatos. Zeroine gine poches mikigroigres. The Rambam says it's ma'at poches mikigroigres, a little less than a groigres, that is the shear. Rab Yude ben Pseira Oimer chamisha. That if he took out chamisha garinim, that is also sufficient, even though it's much less than a poches mikigroigres. Zera kishuim shnayim, zera diluyim shnayim. Zera pul hamitzri shnayim. These are, choshevu Rashi says, v'chayiv v'shnei galgerim. Hamoitzi chogov chai toher. The person takes out a chogov chai that is from the mean chagovim that is toher. Kolshu. So the shear is bekolshu. There is no shear. Mace. What if he took out a dead chogov? So then the shear is kigroigres. It's like all macholim that the shear is kigroigres. Zipoyres keromim, which is a type of a chogov tahira, that's what the Rishash says. So here the din is bein chaya, bein meisa, kol shehu. Shematzni noisa l'refua. Like this time a chogov chai, that's meis, so it's only oimed l'achila, so you need a shear kigroigres. But over here, Shabbat Sni and Oysa l'refue, since this is used l'refue, so me'melen, afilu akol shu is chayiv. Rab Yehuda imer av ha-moitzi chogov chai tomei, even if he took out a chogov chai that is a mean tomei, is also kol shu. Shabbat Sni and Oysa l'kotten lisrek boy. Because the tachlis is you give it to occupy a cotton. So to occupy a cotton, there's no difference between if the chogov is tomei or the chogov is a mean toyer. Zok de gemore, v'remini, zevel v'chol hadak, the tishir eitzo of zevel v'chol hadak, kedei lezabel kelach shel krut. That if he took out enough zevel to be mezabel a kelach shel krut, Dibir Rabbi Kiva, v'chomim oim k'dei lezabel krishe, leek. And all this grows, a kelach of krishe or a kelach of kru goes from one seed. So you see that one seed is choshev. So why here does it say that by heitzoes garinem you need five, two? You see the gabi deshir zevel, that we yim ezabel, that what grew from one seed is also choshev. Omar of Pope, hod izriye, hod aloy izriye. There's a difference if it was already planted or if it wasn't planted. Lefi shein odom teireach lohitzi nima achas lizriye. A person is not matriach to take out, that means if it's planted already, so one garin also has a chshivis. But a person would not be teireach lohitzi nima achas lizriye to go and plant one garin. So memela before the zriye, one garin does not have a chashivah. Zera kishui. Tana rabbonon, hamoitzi garinim. So here garinim, we are speaking about, let us see Rashi, kedei lezabel, alma zera, Habo migarin echot choshev. That which grew from one garin is also choshev. Od izriya. Ma'acher shehein zruin. After they are planted already, choshev kol echot v'yechot. So whatever is growing is choshev. Va'odam teireyach lezabel echot mehen. Avol delo izriya. But if it is not planted, ein odam teireyach lezroya gargir echot. The one person would not be matriach himself to plant one gargir, Samela doesn't have a chashivis. Hamoitzi garinim, garinei tamra. These are the pits of a tamra of a date. So let us see. Hamoitzi garinim, im lenetiye shtayim. אם לאכילה כמולי פי חזיר. So how much would be ממלי פי חזיר? וכמה מולי פי חזיר אחת. Very interesting. It seems the פי חזיר is very small. So ממילא one garden is also sufficient. אם להסיק תלבשל ביקלה. If he's going to use it as fuel, so then the shir is levashel beyakala. Im lecheshbain, if he uses this to hold cheshbin, shtai. So then less than shtayim, one doesn't hold cheshbin. We'll see exactly in Rashi what this is. Nacherem oimrim chomesh. Zot Rashi. Beyakala kigregris mi beyashihikala. That means we're speaking about how much garinim he needs to cook a greigres of a beya shikala levashel v'zu shel talna geilis. L'cheshbin kemoi shenoisnim l'simin l'chol dinel poshet. That means when they wanted to hold a cheshbin between two people, so Mestama Bizman Rashi, if he gave him up a dinner, if he gave him a dinner, so the other person gave him a poshet. No, you paid up one dinner already. So then it seems Bizman Chazal, they used to do this not with a poshet, they used to do it with Karine Tamre. They used to cheshbin, the Assyriais, or the Meyais, that's how the Miri speaks out. He gave him 100 already, so he gives them one garen. So he gave 100, that's proof of so we should hold cheshbin. We're speaking about before the calculator was invented. Acherim oimrim, hey. What is the magic number of hey? So Rashi da'ad dalid klolis choshiv inish v'loy minshi. Four klolis, so we're speaking about hundreds or tens, so the till four a person remembers. Vein tzorech losei simen. We'll remember where we're up to. Avol chomesh, when we're up to five already, minshi. So then they forget, but we don't start with chomesh. Umoisiv simon elakulo. Then already, if you're up to chomesh and you need something to remind yourself where you're up to, so then we take everything into account. So therefore, you only chayiv if you are moisiv, it's only zechashivis if there's five garinim. Zog Toisvis, im lenetie shtayim. Perish, so Toisvis says, two pshotim, what the taich lenetie is. One pshat is, oisom shehem ruyen lenetie. It seems not all garinei tamre are roi to plant, but if it's roi to plant, so memela, so then the shir is shtayim. Inami, maybe lenetie means something else. Klaima b'mokim sherigilim l'noitam. That could be ruin l'netiye is not enough. You need b'mokim sherigilim l'noitam. That this mokim, that the minika ilam is, that the neteya garine tamra. V'havistome l'netoya. So it's oimed l'netiye. Asis, it's not enough that it's roi l'netiye, it has to be oimed l'netiye. If it's Eimed l'netiyah, so the shir of achshivis of netiyah is two garin. Now, what is Taisvis telling us? Because Taisvis is being mafkiya the poshet pshat. The poshet pshat would be im l'netiyah, he took it out l'tzayrech netiyah. That's the poshet pshat. So Taisvis says you can't say that pshat. De'i b'moitzi mamish l'netiyah. If it is speaking about it was moitzi mamish l'netiyah. Hama b'reish per kamatzniyah. Mechayv hoyerameyah b'moitzi chita achas l'zriyah. If a person is moitzi, even one chita l'zriyah, he's machshivit. By him this is choshuv. So memele, so he's chayiv. So so then there's no din of shir, afilu akol shehu is chayit. So what is pshat im l'netiyah? That was Taisvah's kasha. So therefore Taisvah said that he's not being moitzi l'netiyah. He's taking it out stam for a different purpose. So what is pshat l'netiyah? the netiyah is that either it's roi le netiyah, so the minute it's roi le netiyah, so then two garinim evach shivis. Or the second shot is that in this mokim, it's oimed le noiton. Agav uche, from that what Taisvis says, im oimed le noiton, so lechayre Taisvis is telling us that it's not sufficient that what it's roi le netiyah. If this mokim, it's oimid l'naitan, so then, then two garine tamre have a chashivis. But if it's not oimid l'naitan, if it's for some reason, this is not the neighbor, this is not the mokim here, you don't plant tamarim, it's too cold, so garnish. So, even though be'etzem, two garine maroi l'naitan, but this is not the mokim, so memele, the shir will not be to garinim. So l'chayre, it should come out, all the shiurim that we've had till now in Hamaitziyayin, in Tzayt Klal Godel, so all the shiurim l'chayre are not applicable b'zman hazeh. L'chayre, if you need oimid, it's oimid for this tashmish, so memele, so b'zmaneinu, we have different kelim and different neifanim, so l'chayre, all the shiurim should not be applicable. If you l'chayre, Taisva says it's totally b'mokim sheregilim l'naitam. L'chayre al-kaponim, like the second mahalach and Taisva, it should be like this. Now, we Taisva explained to us the first bove in the Beraita. Im l'netiyeh, if it's roi l'netiyeh, shtayim. Now how do we go further? Im l'achile, k'molei pi chazer, v'kama molei pi chazer, achas. So, what is pshat im l'achile? So l'chayre, according to the second pshat in Taisis, im l'achile k'molei pi chazer, l'chayre means as follows. That if in this mokim they're rogel to give it to from achol behema or for chazerim, so then there's a smaller shear. The Mishnah Melech in Perek Yudches Halacha Aleph and Hilchas Shabbos seems to say pshat that like I say im la'achila means as follows: if both tashmishim ashchiach. That means it's oimid l'netiyah, and it's oimid l'achila. So we've had the guidelines before, that by two tashmishim shchichim, you go l'chumre. So that's l'chayre pshat in the second bove. Im l'achila, k'mole b'chazer. That means if it's oimid l'achila also, so it's oimid for both, it has a shimush of netiyah, a shimush of achila, so then you hop on the chomodik ashir. Now, how do you learn further? This is very unclear. Im lahasik, im lecheshbet. Now, how does this work? It's not clear how he explains this. L'chayre, im lahasik, kedei levashel beyakale. L'chayre, I think this is a greater shear than netiyah or achila. L'cheshben is zicher a greater shir. The acherim oimrim that the shir is chomesh. So dach sechmir that im lahasik means if it's not oimid l'netiyah and achila, so then if it's oimid lahasik, so it's such a shir. And if it's not oimid for hasik also, cheshben is all the time cheshben, and the shir is cheshben, which is a machlekes shtayim or chomesh. But Taisvus Batson put a monkey wrench in the Baraisa that you cannot learn the Baraisa Kipshuta because Taisvus has Absabayra de Kekashe. That if it's speaking about he did it Bekavone, some Emele has this, so there would be different Shiurim. Shematznien Oisoi Lechazir. So, he says that's, you must need it for a chazer, perish. So So Taisi had a problem. What Shat Matzniyin Naisei L'Chazer? The person is not allowed to be Megadol Chazerim. Perish Sheroi Litein La'Oivet Kechoven Eilim Keiloi. Aber Yisrael also Megadol Chazer. He says, if L'Maisei Tzamachol Chazerim, so Koponim, so one can, one is Matzniyin, he can give a Matonet to a Goy. No, lo yisachonu mechveis ha-shochen, he'll do him tzrik a favor, or he'll sell it to the guy. Avol Yisrael also legadul chazal. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabon. Ha-moitzi shnei nimin mizonav ha-sus, mizonav ha-pore. Two hairs from a zonav ha-sus and zonav ha-pore, chay. Shematzniin oisoi l'nishbit. Your matzniya, he used them for nets. So mamele, so two nimin have a chashiva. Mikshe shel chazir, a bristle that grows on the back of a chazir, achas. So one bristle has a chashiva. We'll see in Rashi what a chashiva is. Tzuri dekel shtayim. Turei dekel achas. Let us see Rashi. The nishbin lotzayd oifes, to use it for a trap or a net for oifes. Mikshe shel chazir, nimin koshin, shebeshedra shel chazir. Achas, the chazi leushkefe, is good for a person who works with leather. Losayz beroish hameshiche shel tfire. That means if he's using leather laces, he's sewing with it. So Mamela, this was a bristle from a chazir, was very good to use as a needle. It's sharp and strong. So they used this as a needle. Tzurei dekolim, netzorim klufim. This is, tachsachmir, this is the bark of a dekel. So this was used, lasoi salim. Shtayim, l'shtei botei nirim. He says, two of them you can put in to the shtei botinirim dechutei asher, so you can start the weaving process. Turei dekel, so this is dakin mitzuri. This is not the bark, this is thinner. Vehein min hasiv hagodol svivoisot. It seems around the dekel there are vines that grow around it. Blo yodati lemaychozi. Exactly what one can do with this, with Rashi Yechveis. Agav Urched, Rabbeinu Chananel, it seems it's Choylik on Rashi. Tzuri Dekel, Rabbeinu Chananel says, Hutzin, these are the leaves of a Dekel, these are the leaves of a lulav. Shechilkin Oysam, Lishnayim, V'gimul V'arbo, V'koylin Oysam, and you flech them. Oysam Alafafin Oysam, V'oysam Oysam, Kemin Chevel, you make a string out of them, a rope out of them. Tzuri Dekel, Klipe Chavoyis. It's not the sieve, sub of a dekel, so Turi he learns where Rashi learns in Tzuri, and Tzuri he learns means, Alei Halulav. Tzipure kromim, bein chayo, bein meso, kolshu. So we tzipoyres kromim, and we said, the Rishah says that this is a chogov tohoiro. So here, there's no difference if it's alive or if it's dead. Praktige Morge, Maizi Peures Kromme, Oma Rav, Playa, Biari. The Trashi, Kach Shmoi. That's the name of it. You find it in the Kromme. Oma Rabaye, Omishtaker, Bedikla, Dechad, Nevaro. Mishtakech v'diklo d'chad nevara, so Rashi says, b'dekel bochul, a young dekel, sheloi nicha chadayin, that there wasn't the elabesiv echot shegodol svivoysov v'koychoy. A young dekel that there's only one vine around it, so memele, they find themselves on this dekel. You can find them over there. The Chad Nevarad is one sieve around it. Tachma others are Moira, Tzipoiris Keromim, and then it's Tikla. Others say it's totally in Eretz Yisrael and Chutzloretz. One place they find themselves by the Keromim, one by the Tikla. Now what do you do with this Chog of Toher? What do you do with it? Va'avdi lo lechuchme. If a person wants chuchme, so Rashi says, liftoyach halei, it seems ke Hashem yitein chochme. No, you need a base kibble. If the leiv is sosum, so there's a barrier. So you need psichas halait. So this tzipoyres kromim is very good for psichas halait. What do you do? Ochalei lepalge di yemine. So you go and take this chogov and you split it in half. You eat the right half. Upalge the smolei, in the left half, l'ramila begubsa de nechoshe, you put it into a container of nechoshes, v'chosim la beshitin gushpanki, and you put many seals over it, v'tali la be'ivre de smolei. And you hang it on your left side, on your left hand, v'simanach leiv chochem liminoi v'leiv ksil l'smolei. So that means if you need chachma, you need psichas aleiv, so lemaise, so the violets leiv ksil esmoiloi, so daf men mishtadl zayn on the tzad smoil for psichas aleiv. Vechachem kama de boi, vigomar kama de boi. So there, then he sees how much chachma he wants, he learns how much he wants, and then when he reached his peak, after he reaches the peak, don't throw away the other half, you should eat the other half. The lie, because if you're going to throw it away, mi'ake talmudai. So you're going to forget everything that you learned. Zot Rashi. Betolila, gufse kone, shitin lav davke, el machaseyu kisuyim harba. You put a lot of seals on top of it. Kigoyin zefes, vishabal gabo, vadome, gushpanke, chaysomes. Vitali lo beivre de smole, bizroya ha smole. The left arm. Visimin leiv ksil, kigoyin ze, shetsoich lafakeyach leiv, is lismole. He should be oisik in the tzad smole. After he gets smart, he should eat up the second half. If he won't eat it up, he'll forget everything. Rab Yehuda Omer af hamoitzi. That av ha-moitzi, if a person is moitzi a chogov tomei, also the shir is when it's alive, it is bekolshu. V'tane kame sov aloi, no. That a person will not be matznia a chogov tomei to give to his children. My time Dilma Ochilai, because he might come and eat it up. Let us see Rashi. Vitani Kamasova Chogov Tome Le Matnina Le Lakotn Lesachek. One will not give a Chogov Tome for his ingle to play with it. Dilma Ochil. He might go and eat it up. He might play with the chogov and say, I'll eat you up, and he'll take halten beim Volk. So Memele, he doesn't give him a chogov tome. It was an expensive toy. So Rashi says, Afilu l'man da oma koten oichol neveles ein bezn mitzuvin olav lafrishay. So Rashi says, Savosid, according to the man da oma koten oichol neveles, bezn is not mitzuvin lafrishay. So Memele, so what's wrong? So let him eat him up. It's nishkefelach. Kot noichul nevelis. So he ate a chogav tomei. So what? So trashi moidu dula yavina lei biyadayim. But to give him biyadayim behedye, that you're not allowed to do. The sanye loy soichlum, and chazal darshan loy sachilum, lahazer gdoilem alaktanim. That there's a bazundere iser that a godel is not permitted to be machel, a cotton machel shalisa. So this is shchotzim dam, any machel shalisa. So if it's a chog of tomei, So Rashi weiß doch heus, that Poshet Yo'ivah Lois Achilum, that means giving a cotton who is untrustable, who might go and eat it up, Yo'ivah Lois Achilum. So Memele, so therefore the Tanakama holds that a chog of Tomei, a person will never give to a cotton. Frag the Gemore, Ihochi, if that is the case, Toir Nami, so a toir also you shouldn't give to the cotton. The Rav Kahane have a koim kame the Rav. Rav Kahane was standing in front of Rav. Vav kamavir shushive apume. He was holding a chogov that's called shushive. Taisha says it's a chogov toir. He was holding it near his mouth. Omalei, this was a live chogov. Omalei, so Rav told him, shoklei, take it away, don't do that. People might think you're eating it up, and you're eating up a chog of toyer, this is a chog of toyer, v'kova mishun bal teshaksos nafshei seichem, the dova mishuk is to eat up a live chog of. So memele, if the whole svar of the Tanakhama is that a person will not give something to a cotton because he's afraid he might come and eat it. So memele so afilu achog of toire also might come and eat lebedikahet. So the Gemara answers no. Eladilme mayis v'ochelei. Now that's no suffix. Kozman is playing with it. There's nothing left to worry about. He won't eat it up. Afilu according to the Tanakhama, he won't go and eat it up. Rabbi Yehuda, so Eladilme mayis v'ochelei. Rabbi Yehuda imayis, if the chogov is going to die, he won't eat it up. Cotton mispits off it, he'll be maspidit. He won't, he had a whole play with this chogov. So memele, he won't eat it up, he'll be maspid the chogov. So there's nothing but to worry about. Yeah. Zot Rashi, ihochi toyer chai nami dilma ochelei. Mishum de'ein boy iser eva minachai. Aye, so what it'll be? You tell me there's no iser eva minachai. The chog of ein ton shchite. So my male what it'll be? Abhisbei miyem mishum bal teshaktsu. The meseches makets. Rather than the side it says against mishum bal teshaktsu the moisu. It's moisi the lebedikir chog of. Chodov or Mies is by Mishum Bal Teshaktsu Kedisim and Meseches Makis. So we see from the Gemara's Kasha that there's a Leis Achilum, the Mishnah Melech brings a Ha'ore from this Gemara. He says L'chayret Bal Teshaktsu is a Darabonon. Kveges Meire is not, doesn't know why the Mishnah Malach was so poshut that it was a Darabonon. Others say it's a Daraise. But the Mishnah Malach names on that is a Darabonon. And there's a Loisa Chilum and a Isa Darabonon. Therefore, yes, Sakashe and the Shita Saran, the Ran holds that is the whole Isa of Loisa Chilum is only by an Isa the Araise. But an Isa Darabonon, there's no Isa Loisa Chilum. So Mele, he asks from this Gemara on the Ran, on the Rashba, he makes a Cheshbin. Vachsachmir, the Kevegir says that the Shita Saran in Rashba, that by Nisad Rabbonon, one is permitted to be machel a cotton, that is Dafke Letzoyrech HaKotten. That's from here, it's not Letzoyrech HaKotten. The cotton doesn't have to eat the chogov. He's giving him to play with him. So according to this Mahalach, I don't know if it would be Shver, the Mishnah Mahalach's Kasha. Sheshiva min chogov toyer. Elo laf, mishum dechayish, dilma ochilei chai. B'chashash is, laf mishum dechayish, dilma ochilei chai. No, not b'chashash is, he might eat it when he's alive. Eladul memayis v'ochalei, v'ka'ochal tomei, and he might come and eat tomei, avol toyer shapir domish. Toyer, there's nothing what to worry about. If it's dead and he eats it, there's no problem. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, misfat sofilei tinik v'lav ulchei lemeichlei. The tinik will not eat a dead chagov. He's got to attach to it. Zok Taisus, the leilaimru meichel kol ochelei, va'ovar mishum bal teshaktsu. Oimer Ashbe, the mashma mikan, the chagov toher, ein ton shchite. That a chog of toyer does not need shchite, mid the loy kamar, the loy lemru, the ka'ochalei, the loy shchite. Is the Gemara's only kasha was al tbar teshaktsu. They said, the Gemara that haven't been learned, he might come and eat it, lebedikahait, so lochel is a shayla, so he's eating it without shchite. Zetman von dos, that a chog of toyer does not need shchite. Va'oi, the tanakama kamar besomach, the chog of chai tomei, Dilme mais va'ochalei. Ubetoye loy chayish. He says, by a chug of tome, he's chayish, it might die. No, and they'll eat it. So in a chug of tome, it will die. So it's weiter nicht geschochen. Ba'ayinu mishum demutar b'loy shchite. Because one is permitted to eat a chug of without shchite. But the sefte, the meseches trumis, tanye, Oichel Odom Chagovim Bein Chayin Bein Shchute. State the law that a person is allowed to eat a lebedike chog. V'yavar gav da'osa lechel chay mishum bal teshaktsu. Mikol mokim muter lachtich mimeno eiver ula oichle al yedei rechitze ve'ein bay mishum eiver min achay. So I'll upon him that what the Tosefta says that it is muter. That means, he says, when there's no Bal Teshaktsu involved, that he cut off an Eiver from our Lebedike Chogov, there's no Din Shchite, there's no Bal Teshaktsu, so Meleila, then it's Mut. V'Rashi heviu ba'elu treifes me'alochis gedoilis, the mapik Chagovim ein to'unim Shchite, that Chagovim do not need Shchite, midachsiv v'skol nefesh achaya remeses b'mayim, elu dogi. Bes kol nefesh hasheiretzes, eilu chagovim. Misumidachsiv chagovim achar dogim, mash medain tunim shchite kedogim. So the Torah was mas me chagovim to dogim, that seems it doesn't need shchite. Afil lo'oif ava patrina lei mivoloi klum, afil lo'oif wouldn't need shchite, ilav the hukish lebehemet, kediyom ha'ba sheichet. Ba'oiver mishum bal teshaktsu. Rav told Rav Kahane that people think you're eating it, ba'oiver bal teshaktsu. Mashme de shushive shori. Shushive is a chog of toyer. Ba'oimer Rabbeinu Tam, b'perik beiz meseches avoy de zore, gabi ayol kamtze, the meforish Rav Pope dahainu shushive. So there's a machlokes of ayol kamtze, is toyer or tomei. Rav Pope says that shushive. Abchia barashi yoma mishmei doule susvel. That's ayel kamsa. So our girsan the gemara is v'kama rosam. The beroi shoy oruch haynu sheshive kula alme loy pligi diyosa. He says the whole machloikis. The machloikis by ayel kamsa. So that is davke susvel. But if it's roi shoy oruch, which is sheshive, everyone holds it's osa. Kula alme loy pligi diyosa. Here we see from our Gemara that Sheshiva is a mean chag of toyer. Like you're seeing in the Osa, Lagoras kolam b'loy pligi de shori. Tohochi mashma de Sheshiva shori. The last by Elo mishum b'al teshaktsu. The stamas nisim, the perik elo treif is shori roi she'or. Lekach nir la Rabbeinu Tam, the goras kolam b'loy pligi de shori. Everyone holds that it is muta, that's his girse in the Gemara Navei de Zohar. The Rishash is Ma'irer, and Lachaire, Chdusheran is also Ma'irer, this Ha'orim. We have here a Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tanakame, that if a person is Matznia, a Chogov Tomei. So the Tanakame holds a person is not Matznia, a Chogov Tomei, because a Kilkul might come out. Because the cotton might come and eat it. So the Rishash asked, why isn't one matznia for a goy? For a goyish atinit, just like we had before. ויהיה טייס וסה שמצני נויסי לחזר, פרש שרוי ליתן לוי וכחום ולמכר לוי. So it seems we cheshben, that's also a cheshben, that's also machshiv, the dover. There's some shimush, you could give it to, you can sell it. That's the same way you're matzniye, for achilas chazeirem by akum. L'chayre, they have the same inyan over here by a chog of tome. So the Mishnah weiter. Hamatznia lezera uledugma velerefue vahitzioi b'shabes chayit. B'cholshu. The person was matznia lezera uledugma lerefue and he took it out Shabbos, he's chayit b'cholshu. V'chol odom ein chayit olof elo kishiyuroi. The matznia is chayit b'cholshu. V'chol odom ein chayit olof elo b'shiyuroi. Elo kishiyuroi. Chazar v'hichnisoi. What if this person went and brought it back? Einechayev elo kishiyuri. Let us see Rashi. Hamatznia is chayev b'cholshu d'ha'achshevei. He says he had put it away for this purpose, and he put away a kolshu for this purpose. So he's chayev elo kishiyuri. Bechol echad shir hamefurish loy. Mizirainim chamisha zera. Chaydishov is meira, where Rashi chapped on the shir of Rabbi Yehuda. We had a different shir. Kishui maiduluy maipul amitzri shnayim. Beshar dvorim kigoyin yayin oy oichlen. Oy gemi kishir hamefurish bechlal godl bahamoitzi. Nachsach mir, I didn't see someone should say this, but Nachsach mir, this Rashi is chaylik on a Rashbe. The Rashbe says, on our Mishnah, that what the Mishnah says, Hamatznia lezera is chayev b'kol shehu. So the Rashbe says that dafke by these inyonim, zera, dugma l'refue, We learned before that Be'emison, one zera is choshev. It has a chshivis v'horaye, if you planted it. So the shir haitzah of zevel is for one kelach that grows from one gad. No, stamazoi, so be'etzem, one zera is choshev. But it doesn't have a chshivis because a person won't be matriach himself to plant one zera. So in the din chshivas of Eitzor, since people are not matriach to be zereya one zera, so it doesn't have a chshivas l'gabi Eitzor. So here there's a svara to say, but if he's matzniya l'zera, he had one garen and he's going to put this away, eres nishfeil, he'll be matriach himself. So memele, so by him, be'etzem achshivas it has. No, mitzad that people aren't matriach, so he was machlot that he's going to be zereya, so memele, so then you could rechen with the atzmiistik cheshivis. Masha'en kein zuk the Rashbe, if a person will be matznia oichlem, that are less than a greigris, so he says less than a greigris of oichlem does not have a cheshivis. So memele, afilo he'll be matznia, it won't help anything. Azay zuk the Rashbe. Tachsach mir von Rashi weist euch nicht so. Because the Mishnah is saying that the Matzni is chayiv b'cholshu, v'chol odam ein chayiv olav ele kishiyuroi. So in Rashi in ele kishiyuroi brings down oichlen also. Kanyayin oy oichlen. So oichlen is not only yadin in kol odam. Oichlen is afilu adin, afilu in the Matzni also. This is a toys, and it will be explained in the next tape. Chazar v'hichnisoi, ze shehitznia poches mikashir. He was matznia poches mikashir. V'hoitziyoi, and he took it out. Im chazar v'nimlach, sheloi lezoiroi, v'hichnisoi. Now he was machlat, he won't plant it anymore. He brought it back. Ein ei chayev bachnosa zu, Elim ken yesh bo yishir shalom. The kivin did nimlach olav shaloy lezoyre, since he was machlit shaloy lezoyre, bitel machshavtoy. He says the machshove was that he's going to plant this, so this was machshiv, the ha'achshiv, Rashi says, so memele, so that's why he the herech shivit. But now he changed his mind. Is bitl machshavtei, so he's mevatel the previous machshove. So now we verehu kecholodo. So now he is a din of kolodo. Zok taisves hamatznia v'chol odom ein chayoven olov elo kishiyure. That by kolodom, a person who was not a matznia ein chayoven olov elo kishiyure. Taim balari, the amai itzach lemisnele. Atonalei chode zimne bepeire klal godol. She ainai kosher laatznia. Something, v'chol, let's see, the basket, v'chol she ain kosher laatznia, v'ain matznian kamoyu, ainai chayiv ela hamatznia. Shteitach klor, only the matznia is chayiv, but his atzno, this is not machshavit lagabi someone else. So why did the Mishnah have to repeat itself? So Taisus blibes with Akasha. The Magine Shloime wants to answer that this Mishnah is moisiv on the Mishnah in Klal Godel. The Mishnah in Klal Godel says as follows. Kol ha-kosher la-tznia u-matznien kemoyu v'yitziyoi b'shabes chayiv chatasol. So kol ha-kosher la-tznia matznien kemoyu means that people are rogel to be matzniye, so memele, so this thing mitzad atzmai has a chashivit, so whoever takes it out is chay. V'chol she'enei kosher latzniye, ve'en matzniyen kemoyu, but something that rive people will not, or are not matzniye, enei chayiv ella ha-matzniyoy. So enei chayiv ella ha-matzniyoy, so one could learn, enei chayiv ella ha-matzniyoy means that only those who are rogel to be matzniyed. That's how one could learn pshat. That's how one could learn pshat in the Mishnah. That the emison, the poyel, one does not, it says over here that if a person is matznia, so it has a chshivis. So we can clarify hakira. What is pshat matzniya? Matzniya means that he bepoyel was matzniya this chayfet, which is the truth. Or we could learn matzniya means that he's such a person that is matzniya this shir, even though bepoyel this zera bedavki wasn't matzniya, but he's such a person that would put away such a shir. Now this bepoyel he didn't put away. So he says, learning the previous Mishnah in Klal Godel, one could say that you don't have to be matznia bepoyel. As long as you're from the people that you're an oni, by you this has achshivitz, so memele, ein eichayiv ela hamatznia does not mean a person who was bepoyel matznia. Ein echayiv al matznia means only the sug people who are matznia are chayiv, but that is true. A sug that is matznia, if aniyim are matznia, so memele by aniyim there's a chshivas of itzo, even though bepoil he was not matznia this article. So therefore we have a extra mishnah that the mishnah says. She wants to say tupshotim. Either the Mishnah says, ha-matznia le-zera, ha-matznia means he was matznia, ha-matznia le-zera, v'chol odom ein chayiv olov, so the v'chol odom is coming to tell us that even though a person who be'etzim this mean, he also would be matznia. Now, since he be'poyel was not matznia this chayfitz, so memele, he is not chayiv. So from the yitter of a chol adam, we're telling us, the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush, that in order that the chayiv should have a chshivis, he had a bepoil make a maisa hatzno. But without a bepoil make a maisa hatzno, it won't help. Or else the Megina Shloimeh says he can bring another Raya. He says, if it would be sufficient that a person who's ragel to be matznia, such an amount, is so that alone is sufficient. You don't need that Bapeli was matznia. So he says, then the safe of the Mishnah would be shver. Choza v'ichnisa, if he decided that he won't plant this garin, ein echayev ela kishiyurei. So he's only chayev on the shear. So he says, if it is sufficient that you don't look at this garin bazunda, I was matzniya this garin. No, I'm a person that puts away one garin also. So memela, so even though he decided that he won't plant this garden, nimlach olav, he won't plant this garden, but if you don't need a hatznoa bepoyel, you need just, he's such a person that's matzniya, such a shir, so he should still be chayiv by bringing it back. Because still, like, he decided he won't plant this garden, so by him all of a sudden he changed, he's still in the same bracket that one garden has a chshivis by him. But he decided that this garden he won't plant. So why is Einechayv Elokishiyurei? So he says, so that's what the Mishnah is telling us. That the Mishnah is telling us that even though by a double that Kol HaKosher Latzniya Matzniin Kamoyu is speaking about, even though Bepoyel, they weren't Matzniya this Chayfetz. Since it's a thing that most people are Matzniya, it has Achshivis Mitzad Atzmoy. Even though there was no Bepoyel Dikahatzno. But our mission is telling us, but something that Reiv mentioned are not the B'mayas Kinen Kegoin Sheitzniot. Vishachach Lamohitzniot. And he forgot why he put it away. He put it away once. And now he forgot why he put it away. Vahashte Komafik Leistomit. And now he's taking it out stomach without any kavone. Ma'u detayme betuli bot lo machshavtoi. Kamash melon. Kol ha'oisa al das rishoyna hu oisa. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi listeni ha'moitzi zera b'kol shehu chayev. Why does the Mishnah say? Hamatzniya, let him tell us a bigger chiddush. Va'avol gav deloyatznei mikor. Afilu, he was not machshevet before. No, with the hitzoyz machshevet. Afilu deloyatznei mikor lohochi. Tohodabin in shiure. And how did the Gemara know that moitzi lezera is also sufficient? Tohodabin in shiure haine taime kida amoron. That would you need a shear because one nime does not have a chshivis. Hilkach moitzi stam potter because he's being moitzi something that doesn't have a chshivis. Achiei boi shear avuze shahoitzi nime achas lezriye. But he himself that was moitzi lezriye behed ye goli daite the Torah the achshivei. So he was machshevitz. He was machshevitz. Afilu, there was no atzno from before, but that alone should be machshevitz. Omer Rabbi, vaday moitzi lizriya chay. That is true. That moitzi lizriya is also chay. Va'afal gav deloyatznei meikor. Why did the Mishnah tell us hamatznia? Afilu, he was matznia also chay. The Mishnah wants to tell us a different chiddush. Umasnis and the boy matznia be moitzi stam koma. Our Mishnah is speaking about moitzi stam. Kigoy, letaltaloi mi bias le bias. Now he's taking it out from one bias to another bias. The einei chayev elomishum da archivei bahatzno osa. Our Mishnah wants to tell us that in the hoitzo alone there was no. He wasn't machshevit, now he's not taking it out for that purpose. But since he was machshevit before, so memele, so that is sufficient to give it now achshivis. Ve'im taima fakt Rashi, this din kvar shonu bechlal godu. This din that if he gets achshivis from the hatzno, even though he wasn't machshevit b'shasei tzoi, no in klal godu. Shteitach in klal godel kol she'enei kosher latzniya Einei chayev elo matzniye. Ho matzniye chayev. But if a person is matzniye, he's chayev. So we see that a matzniye is chayev. So Rashi says, ochib ma'eskin on ditzlich lemisnayo. That what our Mishnah is repeating. The halacha that a matzniye is chayev. Kigoin sheitzniyoi hay matzniye lezera oy ledugma. They're speaking about he was matzniye lezera oy ledugma. Veshochach lomo matzniyoi. And now we forgot lomo matzniyoi. Vahashte mapik lei stome letaltaloi mibayis lebayis. So that means the whole purpose that he had put it away, he forgot about. So it could be that the purpose that he put it away will never be niskayim, because he forgot lomo matzniyoi, why he put it away. So now he's not taking it out b'chlal for a purpose. And the purpose of the hatzno, he forgot about already. So mahu detayme, kivin deshochach b'shas eitzo, shloiho yezochel b'hatzno, so he did not remember. I think patznosa means the purpose of the hatzno. She really doesn't know why he put it away. But loy machshavtei ve'en kan loy chshivis machshavis hatzno. So we lost the chshivis machshavis hatzno because the purpose it was to put away for he forgot about. Ve'loy machshavis hatzno. There's no machshavis hatzno either. Kamash melon bechol ha'oises stam. Aldas Rishoina Oise. That means now, Ubachshivusei Kamakoi. And it still has the previous Cheshivis. The Lashon of the Gemara, I don't understand. This Musa Kola Oise, Aldas Rishoina Hu Oise, is Lachayre. A person is baking matzahs, so he says the l'shem matzahs mitzvah. So an hour later, you're clearing because he's still baking l'shem matzahs mitzvah. So he said kol ha'is al das reshayna hu ha'isa. Just like the asiyah reshayna was l'shem matzahs mitzvah, so all these asiyahs are l'shem matzahs mitzvah. Here, I don't know what asiyah are we speaking about. The kol ha'is stam, the asiyah is the haitzah. And the chol ha'oise stam al das rishayna oise. I mean, now that he's being mighty, it's a different musik. Chol ha'oise stam. Now he's taking it out. He's not thinking of anything. Al das rishayna oise. So it still has the chshivis. The lashon al das rishayna oise. I don't understand. Ubechshivusei kamekoi. He says the chshivis remains since. His ignorance of the purpose of the Hatzno is not Megareya the Chshivis. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmu, Machayev Oya Rav Meir Af Bemoitzi Chita Achas Lezriya. The Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. So one is Chayev, Afilu it was Achita Achas. Frek the Gemara Pshite. Kolshu tana. The Mishnah says kolshu. So memele, so versteht sich, what are you telling us? So ma de teime kolshu lafuki migregris. That the Tan is telling us that what he was machshiv batzno, so you don't need a shir gregris. Uloilam adike kezayitz, but epis ashir shivis you do need. Kamash Malon, but you don't need any Shir Shivis whatsoever. As long as it is Choshev by him, that is sufficient. Maskiv lo Rav Yitzchak Bereid Rav Yehuda, Elo Meyato, Chishev lo Hoitzi Kol Beisoi. What happened if a person was Machashev lo Hoitzi Kol Beisoi? He wanted to take out all the articles of his house. Hachinami deloi mechayev ad the mapik lekule. So he's not mechayev unless he took out all the articles. Ave de gemara hosam botlo daitai eitzel kolodo. The shveri gemara, let us see Rashi. Sagt Rashi, Kolshutnan Ustam Mishnah Ramei. So what are you telling us? So the Gemara says, no, I would think that Kolshu is Lafuki Migroigris to Shara Ichlin. Hello Miyato the Masnisin Bidaite Tolinin Kidekamrit. If the Mishnah is Toile Bidate Mishum Daldas Rishoine Machshavis Leishiurei. So Rashi learns, the Gemara's kasha is an Abaye. The Gemara's kasha is an Abaye. Abaye said that what? That you reckon with the previous machshove, bedate talina, shum daldas rishoine, machshas v'lei shiurei. So what if he had a fakerte das, kishev lohoitzi kol beisoi, bohoitzo achas. He wanted to take out kol beisoi, he had intended to take out kol beisoi boitzo achas. D'loi achsheva elim kein hoitzi kulo kiyechot. That's he wanted to take out with everything he has in the house. Hochinami, v'chi afke, pulte, pulte, loi mechaye. So he shouldn't be chaye. The dachsam edachdushi aran says pshat, that Pshat and Rashi is as follows, that if you're telling me that by Machshove, that if there was, let's say there was a previous Machshove, and later there was a Shikre, so the Shikre is not Saisa, the previous Machshove, and the previous Machshove is not Kai. That's what Abaye said. So Memele, so who adin, and we're saying something else also, that a machshove, to be machshiv, something that has no chshivis whatsoever. By no one that has a chshivis, it's a kolshu. But there was a machshove that was machshiv a kolshu, and even though later he forgot about the purpose of the machshove, afal pikein, whatever he thought about remains, and it is considered that the machshava is still kayim. The machshava is still kayim, and it's we blib with this chashivis, and we see. So he's bekoyach to be machshiv something that is not choshev. And you saw a kolshu was not choshev, but a machshava that he had to be machshiv something. And even though later there was a shikhe on the purpose of the hatsno, so this machshava remains. So the Gemara says, so let's clear punfakel. What'll be, if a person wanted to take out, he had wanted to take out all the chafetzim. That means to take out pulta pulta, he had no chshivas by him. It wasn't worth it to take out pulta pulta. Either he takes out everything or nothing. Or everything at once or nothing. That was his machshava rishayna. And later he forgot about it. He took it out, pulta, pulta. So memele, loy mechay, so you also shouldn't be mechay. He says, so we're taking two factors into consideration. Number one, that I'm, just like the kasha is, number one, just like a machshove can be machshiv adovar she'ein echoshev, so hu adin, a machshove could be mevatel adovar choshev. That was some emailus, even though Kol Beisoi includes a lot of articles, and he wanted to take out Kol Beisoi. It wasn't choshev by him to take out less than Kol Beisoi. So the Gemara held that a machshove should be enough to be mevatel a chashivis. A machshove should be enough to be mevatel a chashivis, number one. And number two, and the kasha and Abaye is that even though, but Rashi had to find the tzir, so if he wanted to take out everything, so why didn't he take out everything? Now I forgot about it. And he took out pulta pulta, the chiavke pulta pulta, so memele loy mechayet. That was pshat in the Gemara's kasha. The Pnei Yeshua asks a kasha, before we see the Gemara's parrot, the Pnei Yeshua asks a kasha, he doesn't understand. And what was the havamin of the Gemara? He had learned before, HaKosef Shem Mishimen, Yishchai, That means even though he wants to write Shimon, the minute he wrote Shemi Shimon, he wrote twice, yes, he's chayv. Achas, mei achas. So Mamela, you see, this we learned this half from Madrasha, so we see even though he wanted to write a ksiva shleime, he wanted to write a whole Shem, al kaponim, if lemaisi he wrote two oisiyas, and two oisiyas are sufficient, so Mamela he's chayiv. So you see klol that you don't rechen with his das, but here's a shechiyiv, he's chayiv. So what was the Gemara's kasha over here? Here's also the same thing. Lemaise, he took out puta, there's a shechiv. He wanted to take out everything. But what is this worth? Then he wanted to write Shimon, and he ended up by writing to Aishia, Shami Shimon, he's also chayiv. That's the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. The Magia and the Ramban wants to say, it's a geshmaket teretz on this kasha. He wants to say that in Yisod, there's a difference between the Meleches Kosev or all the other Lamed Ches Meleches and Meleches Eitzor. Meleches Kosev be'emison is the, if a person writes one ois, he's also called a Kosev. He brings a raya, the Chinuch says, by the love of Tzoivis Kake, so if you write one ois, you also chayiv. A Kosev is a filu one ois. So what is Pshat? You have to write two oisiyas. So Pshat is, I'm a Kosev with one ois. The Meloch I did with one ois. But the Torah said, you're not chayiv unless you wrote two oisiyas. So Pshat is, really I'm doing the Meloch with one ois, but the Torah gave a shir. The Torah says, but you're not chayiv unless you do the shir. So Lemaise, I did the Meloch, and I did this year. No, I wanted to write more. So Meichetes, I shouldn't be chayiv, because I become a chuyiv from the meloche with the shir. So my intentions are leimala leimayim. But he brings a Rashbam in Baba Basra. The Rashbam in Baba Basra says that by the shir haitzor, the Rashbam says as follows. Rashbam and Baba Basra Dafnun Heimat Bey says, V'shabes meleches machsheves osra teire, V'loi choshev oitzos dovor machel choshev bepoches migregres. The Rashbam will tell us always gewissen, and he wants to be mamtik the Rashbam, that be'emesen it's bakan tar oitzos a meloche gerua. So here, it doesn't have a shame meloche without the shir. Without the shir, it doesn't have a shem meloche. V'leches machsheves osra teire, v'loi choshev eitzos dova machol choshev bepoches migroiger. So less than a groiger is not like writing one ois. Writing one ois is a koisev, but he's not chayev. There's a shir that Teres says he's not chayev till he writes two ois years. But by eitzos, the Rashbam says that less than the shir eitzos felt in the meloche gans. Felt the meleches machsheves. So the din chshivis by meleches aitzah is that if it's not choshuv, felt in tzuris ha-meloche. So memeil, that's he wants to fa'emfer the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. The Pnei Yeshua's kasha was, what was the havamin of the Gemara? Even the Gemara, the havamin that since he wants to be moitzi called beisoi, so less than that doesn't have a chshivis. So what is it different than case of Shemi Shimon? He wanted to write Shimon. But Afal Pikein, less a shame is Shimon is also chayiv. He says, because over there, tutzich the meloche. The meloche, a koisev, is considered a fellow with one ois. The whole, the sheer chayiv is, you have to make two oisies. I made two oisies. So there's nothing wrong over there. But by heitzor, kol's man, it's not choshuv, so it's not called a meloche in ganzen. So the sheer chayiv makes it or breaks it. Either it's meleches marsheves, or it's not meleches marsheves. So Mamela, the Gemara held, just like the Machshavish shel Adam is Bekoyach to make something that is not Choshuv, Choshuv, Hu Adin, it is Bekoyach to make something that is Choshuv, not Choshuv. That was the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, Botla Daitai. It's Botla Daitai, Vishiyure the Choshuv Le'inshi Choshuv. That what is choshuv by people remains choshuv.
So I poshit pshat in the Gemara is that if it is choshev, he cannot make something that is choshev, not choshev. V'shiyuri de choshev le'inshi choshev. This gives it achshivis. We don't need his haskomet. It's the other way around. If he's machshev something, no, that could all, that's l'chein the poshit pshat in the Gemara. If he's machshev something, he can give it a teiras chashivis. But if it is choshev, his bittel cannot make it ice choshev, since it's choshev l'inshi. That is poshit pshat. The Rashba wants to be mamtik. The Rashba wants to say, we had mentioned before, that the Rashba says the whole shir chashivis is davke. When does it help? It only helps by zroim. Because by zroim, lemaise, azera, one zera is also choshev. No, the thing is, a person is not matriach to be zereya. So there, if he decides to be zereya, so lemaise, it becomes choshev. Because be'etzem the zach is always choshev. Napshat is making something not choshev choshev. One zera in yisoid is also choshev. No, that people are too lazy to be matriach, that is mafchis, the cheshivas, what the zera has. So if lemaisa he decides to take it out, so then it could help. But not that he's bekoyech taket to make something choshev or not choshev. His roim be'etzem are choshev. Let us see Tosfos. Maskiv lo Rav Yitzchok, perish bekunteres, the porich abaye. The Gemara is asking a kasha an abaye. The kasha is on Abaye. He says, Abaye had said that if he's machshev before, and then he forgot about it, so it still has the previous cheshivas. V'kosha, the mai notalei ad hoche. So why did he wait till now? V'oimer, so he should ask right away on Abaye. V'oimer haraf peiris b'shem Rabbeinu Shmuel. The other Rabbi Yehuda avu porich. He's not asking on Abaye. He's asking on Rabbi Yehuda. Porchi perusha. Kiven da amrit. The moitzi chita achas lezriya chayev. You said that kolshu, you were megala pshat in the Mishnah. I could learn pshat in the Mishnah that kolshu also means it has to have some type of achshivas. Not achshivas of a greigres, achshivas of a kizayis. But you said the moitzi chitachas lezriya chayiv. Afal pi she'en regilus. It's not the regilus mishum debosa machshav toyozlina. And you told us that even though there's no regilus whatsoever, you go bosa machshav toy. Ochenamik shechishev lo heitzi kol beisoy. If by him the whole heitzor was only if he'll take out everything, nezel bosa machshav toy. We shouldn't be mechayev him with less than that. Given the poches mikan, einoi choshuv be'enov. He wanted to take out, according to Tosfos, the Chiddushi Aran says that the story is speaking about that he wanted to take out everything, all his possessions he wanted to take out in a big bag. He took out everything in the bag, and then he found out he left one. So we see, he did not take out what he had wanted to take out. He wanted to take out everything. Iskiven the poches mikan einei choshev be'enov. So memele, so if you cheshbin with, so the kasha is not on Abaye, the kasha is on Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was machadish alafil akol shehu, which is not choshev be'enei anyone, gets achshivis ayidei machshavtei. So who adin? It should work the other way around also. Umishani Hosam Botla Daita Yatzel Kaloda. The Ain Odom Shilo Yehe Khoshiv Bainai Pochas Mikan. There is no such person that less than Kol Basi doesn't have Achshivis. So Mela Dead's Botla Daita. Avul Hocha Yesh Bnei Odom Shakshuva Lahem Chita Achas Lizriya. Doesn't seem that Tosfos is saying like the Rashba Svara. Tosfos is saying here there are some people that is choshev lamchita achas lezriye to be zereya. So memele, the Rashba says you look at the chshivas of the chayvitz. The chayvitz mitzad atzma, he has a chshivas. And no, people are lazy to plant it. And Tosfos weiss the chayz that there's a mitzias. There are some people shechshuva lamchita achas. So Mamela, so if there are some people, so his das has a Torah's das and chshivis. Masha'in came the other way around, his mamish ha-meshuginez, bot l'daitai eitzel kolodom. The Maginish Shloimeh wants to fa'emfer Rashi, and he wants to say that the Emerson, Rashi says the kasha is on Abayim. So Tosis asks, why didn't he ask right away? So the Maginish Shloimeh says the etzem like this, that till Abaye, to Baishpul, we had till Abaye, we had as follows. We had that if a person was matznia a zera, so he did a pu'ule to be machshiv the zera. What was the pu'ule? He was matznia. Or we had a second case. We had a case that a person was moitzi lizroya. So in these two cases, it wasn't only a machshove. It was a pu'ule that this pu'ule was machshiv the garen, either the pu'ule of atzno or the pu'ule of aitzo. So he says, so how could you ask a kasha chishev lohoitzi kol beisoi? That there was only a machshove ba'omer. How could you be medame a machshove to a maisa? What's that? Say the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara boit that if it works to be machshiv, it works to be mevatel also. So what's the kasha? By machshiv, it's not only a machshav over there. There he did a pula to be machshiv. A pula of atzno, a pula of etzo. Here there was only a machshav, a chishav lahoitzi kol beisai. So what's the kasha? He says, but from Abaye we see that a machshav alone is also sufficient. Where do you see this from Abaye? Because Abaye says that the Mishnah is speaking about, he was matzniya something, and later he forgot the purpose why he was matzniyah. So he says, lemaise to say now that his maise is machshiv the garen. It's not mistava to say the maise is machshiv the garen because he himself doesn't remember why he put it away. So he says, so what remains now is only a machshavah. It is not better than a machshavah. If it is not better than a machshava, so that's why the Gemara is takash on Abaye. From Abaye, you see that even a machshava can make something not choshev choshev. So memeilo hu adin, a machshava can make something choshev, not choshev. That's why Rashi learns the kasha was on Abaye. That's what the Gemara waited. If Akari says Rashi is also moided to Tosfos. From Rabbi Yehuda, you see ateichan advorim agiyim. You see that it's something that's not choshev at all, a machshove could be machshev. Afilo agar in echot. So who had in the Gemara held? Something that is choshev, a machshove could make, is choshev.